many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is a episode live in New York City with a crowd.
It wasn't
we never did it.
What the fuck are we in New York City?
I have Don Vito with me, and I have the Dream Seller here with his pants off, and
I'm not fucking putting them back on.
And I shaved his hair for a lousy $500. It's bald on the top, but. It looks so bad.
He has a
comb over right now.
I either look like a fucking 90-year-old
pervert. No, you're not a goddamn role model.
Or Vito, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Jesus! Fuck, you say fuck out!
Vito.
Vito's hell right now.
Vito, what was Phil gonna name me when I was born? But Abe wouldn't let him.
Jesse's the first one. Elvis, you were supposed to be.
I was supposed to be named Elvis, and my mom wouldn't let me do that. What do you think of that? Viva la Elvis, it would have been called.
I think you'd be Viva your way to fucking welfare with that one.
No. Novak is bald on the top of his head, and he looks. He has a comb over it. It's so bad. He actually got pussy the other night. He took a girl.
Look, life partner here bets me $100. I couldn't get laid that night with her, right?
She's a retarded girl.
Game the fuck
on. To her house.
I'm banging the bitch out every which way of a Sunday, right? And fucking, I think about it 10 minutes later. I'm eating the fucking broad out. What do you think she was thinking when she looked down at my fucking head between her legs?
Just picture like
it's fucking hell.
What? No, you had a wool hat on the whole time. Yeah, she didn't know.
I was completely nude, but a wool hat.
He took it off because it was too hot in there.
Yeah, I was just over it. But now this haircut really fucking lowered my self-esteem, man. Like, I like to kick game to bitches, but now I'm just kind of like, God damn, I fucked up. A stupid drunken bar agreement led to me just hating life.
You're so the stupidest motherfucker I ever seen. What the fuck? The bitch wants me floating down the goddamn brandy wine right now. You fucking... Where's she at? There's holes in this story.
There's holes in the story. We want to know more.
I forget where were we at with that one.
Well, the bitch put a hole in the wall.
Oh, yeah. I get these fucking broads, man. I guess I attract my kind, which is hell. So, they always end up doing this weird-ass fucking shit. Like, I brought a broad home. She threw up all over the house. I had to clean it up. I bring her broad home. She locks herself in the bathroom, passed on the floor. I'm not sure if she's dead or alive. This bitch, I'm in mid-pump, right? All of a sudden, fist right to the fucking wall, man. Now I gotta pay for that bullshit.
No bitch would fuck you in a goddamn thing.
You know what's sick? Is Vito is fat and fucking disgusting, but because he's on TV, he's fucking hot chicks, man. I don't get that.
He does these
press...
Shut up.
Playboy Channel.
Vito does these breast sightings at, like, college areas. And the girls get all drunk, and they actually go to bed with this sick, disgusting slob.
What do their mothers think, man? If their mothers can only see it
at
that
me.
Moment.
Nobody sucked my toe.
Girls are sucking. Vito's out of his mind. How many beers did you drink?
Okay, look, everybody, fucking life partner here got a new tattoo yesterday. I think you should show them.
Pistachio!
Hey, Ape is pissed at me.
Check it out, guys. First time exclusive look. First to see her, right?
He's not a mama's boy no more. His mother said, do not do it! You fucking boy! He's fucking out of control. Ape said, do not do it. She would do anything. He does not love
Vito,
his mother no
are you
more.
Speaking English? Shut up.
Yes. Your mother said, do not do it. You're not a mama's boy.
Abe's going to hear this shit.
Yeah, let's go.
So here's my tattoo. It's a tattoo of Don Vito's fat, ugly fucking face because I put a wrecking ball through his house And he was so fed up that I wrecked his bay window that he stole my Hummer, and he just went... Where did you go? He went to upstate New York to not be in the episodes anymore.
He really was hiding out.
Month went by, so I had to get a tattoo of Vito in spirit to come back. And then he wrecked my Hummer. He drove it off a 400-foot quarry cliff.
What a fucking waste of $25,000.
The Hummer is done.
You did it, you fucking idiot.
Where's the poker? What the fuck up? I told you that. This is my Halloween. I told you that.
God damn, Vito. Not one of you are single, man. Wow.
Vito, have you ever had a serious girl?
Have your head fucking shaved the fuck off and you ain't right in the head either.
Vito, let me hear something about one of your relationships. Tell me about it.
Yeah, did you ever have a serious girlfriend,
Vito? Did you ever love a fucking girl? Come on, Vito.
Did you ever have a girlfriend? Come on.
Did you ever buy a bitch cards and shit?
Whisper.
I had three nice girls.
You had three nice girls. What were their names then?
Quick, don't think about it.
Joe...
He's lying.
Your mother's best friend.
He's lying. He's thinking about it.
Yo, he did date my mom's best friend. They worked at a hair salon together.
Best broke down there.
Shut up. And she actually said...
When your mom's fucking nightgown, she had to wash it before you were even fucking born. You went 4 years off the hoe!
Yeah, she actually said, Joanne goes, it's my mom's best friend. She goes, Vito, you have to make a decision. Do you want... to have me, or do you want to drink beer with you and your buddies? Because I want to drink beer with me and my buddies. So she left. That was the end.
The wedding's off!
Vito, I don't think the wedding was ever on, man.
Your friend, it wasn't me.
We brought Vito here today.
Why the fuck are you sitting there naked?
And he is hell on earth.
He's ready to fucking kill this motherfucker.
I French kissed him earlier, and he punched you right in the mouth with his little studded ring and shit. Why'd you do that? It was unnecessary.
Hulk Hogan fucking broke my guy.
Oh yeah, Hulk Hogan just beat his ass about 2 hours ago. Literally.
Hey, Vito. Try not to say fuck anymore, because it's every other word.
What's your name? Fuck him up! Fuck your mother! Fuck everybody! Holy God!
Alright, so I just go on TRL, and Vito's out there selling lemonade to all these kids, and Hulk Hogan comes walking by, so I have him kick Vito's ass because he wrecked my Hummer.
There's holes in that fucking story.
There's not holes in that story.
You fucking...
Whenever he looks bad, there's a hole in the story.
Next season, they're the best season. Oh, where the fuck me gonna be? Where the fuck Abu Dhabi? Fuck Brazil. Fuck every fucking money. Oh,
yeah.
We have a goddamn audience here.
Dude, Bam's ready to die. Like, I think this is the last season because I think I'm killing the motherfucker.
Are you going to star in the next movie, The Dream Seller?
Fuck no.
No, because you don't like me.
You're supposed to be a drug dealer in it.
Show no goddamn drugs.
Hey, let's tell a story about how Vito fucking went to jail.
Yeah, you went to jail, didn't you? When I was eight.
What'd you do, Vito?
One weekend, my girlfriend had a bunch of fucking meth and
speak
pot.
Louder.
Yeah, meth and pot. The fucking cops came and they were gonna try to blame me. It wasn't me. So I did. The cop got busted.
Try to tell the story because I can't even understand them.
Apparently, Vito
got busted. It wasn't me. It was a setup.
You were selling meth when I was 8 years old. I remember.
Vito used to be an ex-meth dealer.
Have an abortion. But
did you make good money?
It wasn't me. I fucking told you.
Vito,
whisper.
Pistachio. It wasn't me. Pistachio is a good.
Oh my God, you are so hammered. I'm playing a song.
No more beers for Vito.
No more beer for you. I'm playing the Beat Stage from Germany. This what song is called I Don't Care As Long As You Sing. And
the
people of Band Compilation.
The worst
shut
the fuck
up. What the fuck
am I?
Oh my God.
You're hell, Vito. Seriously.
Lock in.
Turn off the hi-fi. Holy Lord, I got to strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes. Because you're listening to Radio Band. On Sirius 28 Faction.
And I don't care as long as you sing. I get everything right and I play it.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice, you don't fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
Such a piece of work right now. He just choked me. You have the sickest fingernails. Look how long they are.
Vito does not need any more beer.
No, I wouldn't give him any more.
One last one.
What?
That's what every alcoholic says.
That's what every alcoholic says, Vito.
Vito, we should probably take to a meeting after this.
Try to whisper from now.
I got no heroin today. I ain't got no beer today on my fucking stomach.
You gotta talk in the microphone, Vito.
No heroin today is what you have.
So why don't we tell the story about Chicago?
Yeah. So, by the way, this is the first radio show we did in public. So it's really cool and we appreciate this. But, anyways, we fucking had this plan.
Jamie from
Chicago.
The real world. Yo, Jamie! Yo, Jamie from the real world.
And,
I'm gonna kill Vito.
It was fucking really big deal. It was advertised, a long time waiting. We're supposed to go, and we shut the fuck up back then. We don't miss the flight. I don't know if you guys listen to the show, but
just shut the fuck up. Dwight, who's the manager of Element Skateboards, tells me it's fucking Northwest. So I go to Northwest, I wait in the line. They tell me that there's no direct flights to Chicago. So I go, they're like, you're not on Northwest. So I figure out I'm on US Air. I barely make it to the flight. And I get there, and the flight is still there. They go, we gave your seats away because I was late. I'm like, obviously I'm not that late because the fucking flight is right there, so let me get on.
You're still boarding.
So they put me on standby on a 12 o'clock flight. They put me on a 12 o'clock. There's 20,000 kids waiting for me to do a demo in Chicago, and I have Sirius Radio waiting for me there. Tom, where's Tom?
Tom's right here.
Yeah.
Tom is pissed at us.
Tell me what it was like in fucking Chicago.
I got off the plane at like 7:45 in the morning and got to the Zoomies like set up at like 9 a.m. And all of a sudden, it's like 12 noon, and they're like, yo, we heard that Bam's not here yet. I'm like, shit, let me call. I called everybody, dude. I called Phil, April, Jess, everybody. They're like, dude, he didn't get on the plane. He's trying to get on another plane. And then it's like, he didn't get on that plane. And now he doesn't have any tickets. So surprisingly, the chick from Zoomies was real cool about it. And Mike Vallely, that dude held it down, man. He tore it up in Zoomies in Chicago. It was good, man. Mike.
You know what's funny, though? The millionaire right here and I are in the airport. And neither of us had a fucking cell phone. We're on the payphone making collect goddamn calls. That's hell, you know?
What is?
We're making the collect calls at the airport. And then we didn't even have a phone.
His phone was dead. I lost my fucking phone in New York, so.
We're hanging in a payphone waiting for incoming calls.
I'm swiping my credit card through the payphone to call Kingman, and he wasn't answering like every other time. It was so annoying. I just ended up going home.
Kingman, go, yeah, Kingman, stop fucking drinking beer all the goddamn time. I don't get fucking no Zoomy tours.
Well, I got shit tossed in Chicago, so that's all good, dude.
Yo, was there any hot broads there? What's the deal?
A lot of hot broads.
Were they ready to bang out?
I stayed in, like, this really expensive hotel, the Congress Hotel. I just put myself up in a flashy hotel, went out and got drunk, took advantage. It's a day off.
Sorry about that. It was my fault, though. You can blame Element.
Blame Kingman.
I'm fucking right off. You fucking fire, big ass fart. No, Iris, call this motherfucker. I don't know.
Vito, like, says a sentence and throws the microphone away, and then he'll pull it back. Vito, you are one piece of work right now. Usually I'm hell, but I feel pretty good right now, because you're hell.
Are you coming to Finland with us in a week, Vito? We're going to track down the Russian mail order bride that Rap married. We're going to make an episode out of it. Are you coming?
She's in fucking Finland. I don't know how she lives. You fucked her in the goddamn elevator, and Rap's before the wedding was even over. Mrs. is the best girlfriend ever, though.
Vito, what the fuck did you just say? Try to speak it clearly one time. Let me understand that once.
Bam was the best man. He fucked the fucking bride on the goddamn Las Vegas. But now he has the best girlfriend ever, Missy. Where's Missy at? Oh, Missy! Oh!
Somebody
oh,
shoot
me! Oh, come up here!
Those microphones. You're two shits.
Oh, you got a nice girlfriend.
I'm playing a Clutch song.
Yeah, Clutch is here.
I bought their new album. It's called Mice and Gods, and this is Radio Bam's Series 28 Facts.
Yeah, Clutch.
Yeah. nature of this program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio show now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Syndrome stood, but now I cease to play. show.
Let me rephrase that. Grab onto Bam's fun bag.
What are you talking about?
Go to RadioFaction.com right now to register to win one of 10 bags of Bam's swag. That's RadioFaction.com. We've got random grab bags which could contain anything from a skate deck, a Bam hoodie, a signed Element baseball cap, electric eyewear sunglasses. Your Bam sack could have just about anything in it.
Ew, that has got to belong to Brandon Novak.
Every Bam fun bag comes with the brand new Viva La Bam CD, autographed by Bam himself, and a Radio Bam DVD.
Where the hell is that? I don't know.
This contest ends soon.
Go to RadioFaction.com right now
for your direct connection to the world of Bam.
Damn, I can't believe you. You're sick in the head.
And now back to Radio Bam thing.
On. How the fuck you say it? Is it serious? On Sirius 28. Faction.
I got three tranquilizers. I'm done. They shot me with fucking elephant darts.
All right, let's see if you're going to say anything important. What are you going to say?
Bam's got the best girlfriend ever right now. Missy. Yo! Where the fuck's Missy? Suck on my dick, guys. My legs are arrested.
Hey, Novak.
Yeah,
how about my mom being fed up with you because you got some random girl pregnant the other day?
I did. I had to take it out, right? I'm sleeping.
Novak got a random girl pregnant.
I'm sleeping in my bed at 11 in the morning, right? April comes in, shakes the shit out of me, and wakes me up, right? She really wanted to kick me out. The only reason why she did is because of you. I had a one-night stand. Now the broad's coming back pregnant, man. And like, I talked
you
about
said
her.
On the air that she was the ugliest bitch ever.
She's a fucking ming hag. I really couldn't show her to my mother, honestly. But god damn, like, I'm in a fucking bind here, man. What the fuck do I do here? What's your advice to me on this?
Just be a deadbeat dad, man.
Deadbeat dad.
I heard she moved to Connecticut.
Well, I hear if you have 10 fucking kids, it's impossible to pay child support. So I should get 9 more, maybe.
Get 9 more girls pregnant.
Let's work this out. Yeah, let's get prostitutes. Vito, order up some prostitutes.
Pistachio, I ain't getting involved in this crazy shit.
Vito, we need fucking prostitutes and we need them now.
How the fuck are you involved with this? I don't understand them.
Well, if it's fucking
Vito,
fun,
don't you have a show on the Playboy Mansion coming up?
Your dad,
are you able to talk about it?
Yeah, I got the worst kid ever. Totally busted.
It's called Totally Busted.
Totally Busted.
Try to speak in English.
Totally Busted is like
And what is it about?
Story. It's better than Viva La Bam.
What's it about?
It's all naked guy, naked fucking dodgeball, naked Don Vito, naked fucking pussy, naked pussy slide.
Who would want to see you get like a blowjob on the Playboy channel?
It's fucking disgusting.
Well,
is that what this show is?
It paid me $3,000 to do it. Oh, they're probably losing money, but I'm taking it. Jeez.
Vito.
Oh, man, fuck, it's the best show ever. Totally busted.
What'd these bras do to you? Didn't they, like, pour fucking chocolate syrup on your dick and shit?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Yo, he's a 7.5 Viagra. With fucking cocaine and Viagra mixed together. What? That's a good-ass dick. Jesus, oh, it wasn't me.
That's what the girls did?
Girls are licking their pussy.
Vito, keep the fucking microphone in front of you.
That girl, put the fucking time. Take the fucking girl out of my game. Fucking two girls are sucking my dick. One girl's licking her pussy. No girl's eating her pussy. One girl's in my fucking face. I don't know. Fucking fucking stories and shit.
That's what the show is.
Fucking show.
That's what your show
totally
is called.
Busted.
Totally Busted. Totally Busted on the Playboy channel.
It's better than Viva La Bam, dude. I'm telling you.
It's just a fucking 30-minute porno video of sick you with your fucking skin tag.
And hot ass bitch. Plus, I got extra fucking balls with my fucking extra skin hanging out. And my dick is hanging
Vito,
out.
Vito, check this out. Vito, listen. Pull the fucking microphone back in front of your fat face and listen. We have a Sirius Radio to give away. Why don't you think of some contest or some shit?
Vito, what would you want to see for somebody to win a Sirius Radio right now?
I need a fucking Sirius Radio. I'm fucking broke. I need a guy to win my truck. I want to win the goddamn contest.
Well, you can't. We have to give it to the crowd.
How do we fucking give it away? What do we do?
Like, best fucking serious way ever! Jeez! See, I'm fucking serious!
You should.
Novak, what do you want to see? We gotta make a contest up.
I wanna see nothing. I wanna see your fucking tits right now. Yes. You show them, you get the radio.
If she shows them, she gets them.
Come here. Come around here. Come up here. Let everyone see. Come up here. Come on. See. All right. Here she comes. Come on. You have to stand on this chair and show us along with everyone your chest. You can't film no pictures of a million cameras. Like, they're going to listen? Think realistically, babe. Nah, well, I'm not going to small talk either. Do it or don't. Fuck it, I don't care.
Let me get him over, too. You have a serious radio.
Do you want the radio or no?
I'm running out.
3, 2, 1.
One.
That was a half-assed attempt, but fuck it.
Should we cut the radio in half and give her half of it?
I'm kind of lost for words. Like, she's stingy titty over here.
She probably has to do it again.
Yeah, you have to stand on the chair and fucking do it, babe. Here. Just
is that Jamie?
Do it or don't. Who cares?
No, Jamie from the real world.
Keep your shit.
Jamie, bro! What the fuck?
Fucking lame. Well, you get a radio anyways. Cheers to you. Bro, why would I give a guy a radio? I don't want to suck your dick, man.
You do it if the price was right.
Like, $5,000 on the table, I'll suck you off right now. You laugh, I'm serious. My morals go cheap.
Best radio show ever. Where the fuck are we?
Your morals got shot out the window.
I mean, coming from a dude who fucking...
Hey, CJY! Oh, what the fuck?
If you guys don't know the Dream Seller, he was going to be a professional skateboarder. Tony Hawk signed him in the Palo Peralto when he was 14. And then being Baltimore is the heroin capital of the world, he started doing heroin for 10 years straight. Now he's a piece of shit with a bald head.
So I went from having loads of cash to let dudes suck my dick for 40 bucks. And I fucking love it.
So I'll devote this song to you.
I wouldn't have any other way.
This is CKY and their new album called Familiar Realm.
No, CKY!
Here's 28 Faction.
Turn this shit up.
Oh, Serious 28 Faction. Wow.
Serious 28 Faction. death? Well, you all know about death.
Faction.
I guess.
Now back to Radio Bell.
We're fucking back on.
Tito's too drunk.
Like,
so we're wrapping it up. Shut the fuck up, Vito. I am playing Fireball Ministry. This is King, so let's fucking do this.
Faction 28.
Now the metal in my face, and it's already done.
Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Get your hands on Bam's sack.
So,
let me rephrase that. Grab onto Bam's fun bag.
What are you talking about?
Go to RadioFaction.com right now to register to win one of 10 bags of Bam's swag. That's RadioFaction.com. We've got random grab bags which could contain anything from a skate deck, a Bam hoodie, a signed Element baseball cap,
electric eyewear sunglasses.
Your Bam sack could have just about anything in it.
Ew, that has got to belong to Brandon Nova.
Every Bam fun bag comes with the brand new Viva La Band CD,
autographed by Bam himself,
and a Radio Bam
T.
This contest ends soon.
Go to RadioFaction.com right now
for your direct connection to the world of Bam.
Man, I can't believe you. You're sick in the head.